yield his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning a task for today. Our topic for this morning is the finale of letting go. The finale of letting go. And our scripture for today continues in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our two announcements. First, I thank everyone who participated in answering yesterday's question for me. I now have enough information. I will be praying about that and get back to you by the end of this week. Secondly, I remind you that you can tune in live to Morning Motivation by calling 323-870-4180 or online from our website at feeldefire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. But if for any reason you missed the broadcast live, it is always posted on feeldefire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So set your alarms to join me at 6:30 or at 8 a.m. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, and I am reading from the KJV. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What is our topic for this morning? Come on and say it with me. The finale of letting go. On Monday, we dealt with step one of letting go. I talked to you about the process of coming to realize that something is over, that it's done, what you have to do to get to that point, and the mindset you have to get into to even be ready or willing to relinquish old habits, old soul ties, anything that's non-productive or an impediment to your success. And then on yesterday, we dealt with step two, and I taught you how and why you must deal with the issues at the time that they occur. And I gave you multiple methodologies on how to deal with them, including evaluating your role and having brought forth that issue. Now here we are at the finale of the process of letting go. And this step three focuses on moving forward into victorious war. Did you notice I didn't just say moving forward into victory, but forward into victorious war? Because you see, getting yourself to the point where you can relinquish old soul ties, bad habits, and sin is only half the battle. Most people don't realize that. That's just the beginning. The other half is staying free from those things, not going back into the abusive relationship, not going back into an addiction, not going back into not being a good steward of your money, always being broke, recycling that pattern, not going back into bad relationships, not going back into any type of sin or sexual immorality, lust, fornication, adultery, all kinds of things that are not pleasing to God from a sexual standpoint. Because the only thing that's pleasing to the Lord when we are not married is that we refrain from fornication. In other words, that we are abstinent. And then the only thing that's pleasing to the Lord in relation to marriage is what he has ordained. Marriage is between a man and a woman. So whatever the situation may be, it's not just sexual sin. It could be sins of the heart. It could be that you're a gossiper, that you're a backbiter, that you're someone who stirs up mess. I mean, it's just not always the big things that we like to always point out that someone else is doing. And sometimes it's not even sin. It's just a weight. The things that, hold us back individually. So just getting to the point of letting go, that's easy. But staying free is really the hard part, because our flesh wars against the spirit. And Paul said that in the book of Romans, he said that I find a law within my members that whenever I desire to do good, evil is always present with me. And that's in Romans 7, chapter 7, verses 19 through 21, that no matter how much we want to stay free, no matter how much we want to submit to God's will, no matter how much we want to do the right thing, evil is always right there begging us to come back to that former state. In other words, to not be the new man that we read about in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, but rather to return to that old status. So as we talk about the finale of letting go, today we're dealing with forward into victorious war. Now the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 3 and 12 that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So if it is your desire and your aim to live a godly lifestyle for the rest of your life, and if that is my goal for the rest of my life, it means that persecution and war will be ever present within our lifetimes. This is why we are moving forward now that we have acknowledged what the problems were and acknowledged that we needed to let go. And now that we have dealt with the issue, we move forward with the understanding that our lives will not be a bed of roses, that we will endure hardness, that there will come times when we will have to fight to maintain this status of freedom of the things, from the things and issues and people that we have let go. We will suffer persecution. And then 2 Timothy 2, 3 through 5 tells us that we must endure hardness as a good soldier. You see, the Bible has already prepped us to understand that living free in Christ is a battle. It's not just going to be, Lord, I'm saved, and now there will be no more war. There will be no more issues. There will be no more attacks from the enemy. Lord, now I am a Christian, and my life is just going to be hunky-dory. Lord, now I am in ministry, or I have relinquished the past, and I'll never again have to face those things. No, you're going to have to endure hardness as a good soldier by putting on the whole armor of God, as it tells us in Galatians 6, so that you are able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. Let me take you to this scripture. Our time is very short, and I want to be on time. So let me quickly take you to this, because a lot of people, for some reason, either haven't read this or just don't remember it. In the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 43 through 45, the Bible tells us what happens once we get clean. Listen, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, I'm reading from the KJV, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he saith, that unclean spirit, I will return into my house. In other words, your body, your life, my life, from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. In other words, you now clean. I'm now clean. Now listen to what that spirit, that old life says. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in back into our lives and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it also be unto this wicked generation. Did you hear what the word said? Once you have overcome the first half of the battle of letting go and getting clean, that spirit, those things that we have gotten rid of, it's upset. It has to go because it is at that name of Jesus that every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. So we have cast those things out of our lives through the power of the name and blood of Jesus Christ. But that spirit then goes looking for someone else to wreck their lives, some other place to dwell, because spirits have to dwell in a body. They don't care if it's your body, my body, even the swine, because Jesus had to cast the spirits out of the unclean man that dwelt in the tombs. And then the spirit said, Lord, send us even somewhere, and Jesus sent them into the swine. So unclean spirits or spirits have to dwell somewhere. So then it says, well, wait a minute, I don't have anywhere to go. And that scripture that I just referenced of Jesus sending the spirits into the swine is in Mark 5 and 12, where the demons begged us, send us among the pigs. And you can read that in Mark 5 and 12. But so the spirit said, wait a minute, I don't have anywhere to go. So let me go back to the person whose life has now been cleansed. But because that person, they relinquished me. When I come back, I don't just come back by myself. I find other sins, other soul ties, other immorality, other weights, other things to come in and help me depress this person's life and spirit and take over. And your state then, my status then, is worse than it was at the beginning. This is why we have to submit ourselves to Christ daily, moving forward in victorious war. This is why you have to cleanse your mind daily. This is why you must pray daily, fast often, read the word, attend church, select good friends, be around people who have the same goals as you to live a godly life. This is why it tells us in Habakkuk 2, 1 through 4, that you then have to write out your vision or strategy for moving forward to keep it in front of you, because the Bible not only teaches us that your state will be worse than the first, but that in Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. This is how you move forward victoriously into war, to have sustained victorious war, to let go so that when you see the Lord, he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant, because you endured as a good soldier. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Our time is running out. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Come on and begin to thank him wherever you are for victorious war. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you create in us a clean heart this morning. Renew right spirits within us, Father. Lord, this morning we understand that through these past 2 days, you have gotten us to the point where we were able to relinquish the bad things, the sins, the weight, the immorality, the soul ties, even just being around the bad people who were bad for us, being in the wrong places. And we've even on yesterday dealt with the issue. But now, Father, we need staying power. We need sustaining strength to be able to maintain and retain the victory of what we have accomplished over the past 2 days. Help us, Father, to march forward into victorious war. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier. Help us to develop the mindset of understanding that as we live godly, the attacks of the enemy will come, but no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Help us to be the look on the lookout for those spirits, those things, those people who meant us no good that are trying to return and trying to bring with them others to make our current status worse than our former status. Help us to develop strategies and vision, to write the vision, write out and map out our path of victory so that we will see you in peace, hear you say well done, and not only enjoy victorious living in the hereafter, but every day here on earth. Help us, Lord, to understand that we have that power through your name and blood, not only to let go, but to stay free. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Right quickly, I want to give an altar call. Stay in the spirit. Magnify the Lord wherever you are. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Just continue to praise him for victorious war, that you are a winner. You are victorious. Just thank him, thank him, thank him. Hallelujah. Continue to magnify him. If you are not saved, if you are backslidden, I want you to repeat after me. Father, I ask the forgiveness of every sin in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome back to the family. Or if you are a new Christian, welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone, just praise the Lord wherever you are. Thank him. Wave your hands. Cry. Say hallelujah. Whatever it is that you do when you praise God, praise him this morning. Now, I want everyone to remember, and for those who are newly saved or who have just rededicated, make sure you get into a good Bible-believing church that you're going to Sunday school and Bible study, and joining me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern so that your souls, you can grow. Hallelujah. Now, I remind everyone that this morning motivation broadcast will be posted on fieldfire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please share it with others. Go back and listen to encourage yourself throughout the day and set your alarms to join me at 6:30 a.m. live, or go to the website after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, our topic for this morning, I'm feeling this thing, guys, is the finale of letting go. And that means that you move forward into victorious war. Your task for today is to stay free. All of the bad things that you relinquished, all of the sin that you've relinquished, all of the non-productive people who mean you no good, all of your own non-productive self-sabotaging behaviors that you relinquished, do not take them back. Stay free. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. This is Evangelist Rossi Williams. I love you. Stay free today.